Well, good evening. I extend Christian greetings to you in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is a privilege to be here to worship together again in this way. I'm sure many of you have been looking forward again to this weekend of meetings. I certainly have. This evening, we'd like to begin a series of devotionals that the program committee assigned to me, and these devotionals are based on Psalm 119. You'll see that in your programs. And the program there also indicates, as John already mentioned, that the theme of these meetings is God's Word. God's Word forever settled. So I'd like to begin with a bit of an introductory to Psalm 119. When you do a careful study of this beautiful portion of Scripture, you will soon discover how the writer of this psalm makes mention of the Word of God in every verse, save about four of them. It's also of interest to note that this psalm elaborates on the theme of Psalm 19, verses 7 to 14, we're not going to read that, but it does kind of follow that outline. And that is the Psalm of David, the sweet psalmist of Israel. Now, we are not told who the author is of Psalm 119, but the style would certainly make us to believe that it was likely David. Martin Buz said this: "Most read their Bibles like cows. They stand in thick grass and trample under their feet the finest flowers and herbs." I would like to suggest to us this evening that Psalm 119 is part of those finest flowers and herbs that we find in Scripture. Herbs that can be trampled under our feet. Should we not take the time to meditate on it, to look at it, to read its contents? It's not just a fine piece of literature. It's the holy Word of God that has been preserved for us by God Himself. In this psalm, we find at least 9 different words that reference the Holy Bible. We're going to find words such as law, testimony, statutes, commandments, judgments, word, ways, precepts, ordinances. And I would say the purpose of this psalm is for godly instruction. If we were able to read this beautiful portion of Scripture in the Hebrew language, we could better appreciate the poetry of it. We find as we read that it is divided into 22 stanzas. And above each stanza in your Bible, you will find a title given. Now that title is the Hebrew name of the letter that each of the 8 lines within that stanza begins with. Many of you are probably familiar with that. And while it is still inspirational for us to read it in English, reading this massive acrostic of the Hebrew alphabet in the original language must be inspiringly delightful. If we would give a subject to Psalm 119, it would simply be this: devotion to the Word of God. Edwin Hodder expressed it this way, and sometimes we sing this song: "Thy word is like a garden, Lord, with flowers bright and fair, and everyone who seeks may pluck a lovely cluster there. Thy word is like a deep, deep mine, with jewels rich and rare, are hidden in its mighty depths for every searcher there." So it is my goal to walk through this entire garden of Psalm 119 throughout this weekend and carefully pluck out some of the finest flowers and herbs along the way to draw our minds in meditation of this gem of scripture. Before we begin reading, however, I would like for us first to think about a word, and that is the word ability. Ability means the power have, excuse me, ability means being able or having the power to do. Now I would ask you this question: what is the ability of the Word of God? What is it capable of doing? What has it done for you? For the Word of God is quick, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. We find that in Hebrews. This is the ability of the Word of God. Now we can take that word ability and place it on the end of certain other words, and it creates yet a deeper meaning. We have the word avail. Avail means to take advantage of. Avail plus ability creates the word availability, which simply means that can be got or had, accessible. God's word is readily available to us. It is here. We have it. Yet it does us no good if we neglect to take advantage of it. God has made his word available to us. It is a vast storehouse of life-giving words. So let's now take our first step of our garden walk through Psalm 119. Psalm 119, verse 1. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments. I will keep thy statutes. O forsake me not utterly. I would highlight a few key things from this first stanza of the acrostic. The word keep is mentioned four times. Our response to God's readily available word is that we keep his word. All men, all of us, have the right to enter in, but happiness and blessing are experienced only by those who keep it. Note the progression. It says, blessed are they that keep. Thou hast commanded us to keep. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep. And then finally, I will keep thy statutes. Verse 9. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Because God's word is available to us, we can have the power over sin. How can we live a clean and a pure life? By taking heed according unto thy word. The word is power to purify the life. When the word is hidden within us, it enables us to live above sin. It is our filter through which we can pass through any situation in life. Verse 14 speaks of the value of the word. And we place high value on that which is important to us. What kind of value can we place on God's available word? Do you remember what Job said? I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. Verse 17. Deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live and keep thy word. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. I am a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me. My soul breaketh for the longing that it hath unto thy judgments at all times. Thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, which do err from thy commandments. Remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept thy testimonies. Princes also did sit and speak against me, but thy servant did meditate in thy statutes. Thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. In this passage here, we see a bountiful master plus a needy servant. That equals that we owe our lives to keep his word. A genuine servant of God has a teachable spirit. He desires that God would open his eyes to the truth. Dear friends, this evening, God's truth is available to you. Do you believe God is trying to hide the truth from you? No. Not only is truth available, it is accessible. God is never trying to hide truth from you. Jesus said, "If you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the, and the shall set you free." Many are the books that are written to give us counsel and direction for life, but there is only one, that is 100% truth and will never fail. It is the thread that will lead us through the maze of difficult questions and give us answers. Thy testimonies are my delight and my counselors. One more section, verse 25. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. I have declared my ways, and thou heardest me. Teach me thy statutes. Make me to understand the ways of thy precepts. So shall I talk of thy wondrous works. My soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according unto thy word. Remove from me the way of lying, and grant me thy law graciously. I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. I have stuck unto thy testimonies, O Lord. Put me not to shame. I will run the way of thy commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart. In this last stanza we will look at this evening, we find a desperate soul. A soul in need of refreshment. Maybe you've come for refreshment this weekend. I trust that you have. I believe each of us have likely experienced to some degree a spiritual dearth, and we can identify with the sentiments that the psalmist expresses here. A spiritually dry time. When my soul melteth for heaviness, where do I find strength? Strengthen thou me according unto thy word. Again, we find that in our times of weakness, weariness, discouragement, God's word is there available to us. I thank God this evening for the availability of his word. May we be faithful in availing ourselves to this sure remedy for our soul. Let's stand for prayer. Our Father in heaven, we come to you this evening on the beginning of these meetings, series of messages that we're anticipating to hear. And Lord, we recognize that the remedy for our soul is found in this great book that we hold in our hands. And I just pray, Lord, that you would bless the remainder of this service. Pray that you would be with Brother Ivan as he shares the message, and also with Brother Ed. I pray that you give them the words to speak. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated.